Now the story of a former school teacher in Colombia who's found a unique way to call attention to the problem of kidnapping in that country. An estimated 3,000 people are being held captive in Colombia, most of them by Marxist rebels. The man we're going to meet has walked 600 miles from his hometown to the capital, Bogota, to try to win the release of kidnapping victims, including his son. NPR's Juan Ferrero has our story.
These days, Gustavo Moncayo has become something of a Pied Piper, followed and celebrated wherever he goes. Once he lived a life of quiet anonymity in a small, isolated town. He walked two blocks each morning to teach social studies in the local public school. He went to church every day, and he played the flute. But that was then. This was the clamor in Colombia's historic heart, the Plaza Bolívar, here in the capital, in front of the Congress. On a recent day, Moncayo spoke before thousands. He delivered a long, rambling speech, but it was seen by millions on national television, and it touched a chord. Moncayo is a small, wiry man with graying hair and a goatee. He wears a symbolic chain draped across his neck and a white T-shirt featuring a picture of his son. Moncayo said his goal was to end his countrymen's indifference toward the captives and their families. The hostages are held by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. The FARC, as they're known, have made kidnapping a central part of their effort to weaken and topple the state. Moncayo was fed up that his son has been held for 10 years with no end in sight. So he decided to walk and walk. Beginning in his hometown of Sandona, he trudged halfway across this country to Bogota, accompanied by one of his four daughters. At first, he attracted just a few curious onlookers, but soon he was on the evening news every evening, and thousands came out to cheer him, give him food, even touch his clothes, looking for inspiration. Now he's living in the Plaza Bolívar in a tent. He says he won't leave until he secures his son's release.
I managed to awaken what no one here has awakened in Colombia. When I left home, I had no intention of being an important person.
He's become so important, in fact, that President Álvaro Uribe, who was elected on his pledge of never giving in to the rebels, went out to the Plaza Bolívar to meet with him. Moncayo then went so far as to scold the president, saying he was too focused on war and not enough on resolving rebel demands. What the rebels want is for the government to clear two towns of a military presence. That would lead to negotiations and perhaps to an exchange of hostages held by the rebels for guerrillas held in government jails. The government fears the rebels will only use the zone to forcibly recruit, to traffic drugs and commit crimes.
Yo asumo una responsabilidad. La facilitadora designada por el presidente Uribe.
President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, who took note of Moncayo's plight, stepped in to offer Venezuelan territory for talks between Uribe's government and the rebels, and for a prisoner exchange if talks get that far. On Monday, he met with Moncayo and 12 other relatives of kidnapped victims in the Venezuelan capital. On August 31st, Chavez heads to Bogota to meet with Uribe to help jumpstart talks with the rebels. Much of the recent movement is due to Moncayo, but the man simply known as the Professor says his is not a new endeavor. For years, he's knocked on doors, given interviews, even met with rebel commanders. But then he'd never walked 600 miles before. Moncayo acknowledges the difficulties that lie ahead. He says a decade has passed and his son is still in captivity. And he says he still hasn't done everything humanly possible to free him. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.